On site at Newsetter's Fine Jewelry. We know that your jewelry is important to you, and we take that part of our job very seriously. Visit us at Doherty Ferry in Big Bend or learn more at wowdiamonds.com.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to get a jump on the spring home selling season with low inventories and less competition. Homes are fetching higher prices. To leverage a higher price home, call Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier with their STL Rocket Listing. Mark and Neil can give you a cash offer. Use their proven accelerated demand program that turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. Either way, your home is sold. Call the Gelmans today at 314-336-1991. Online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Looking for the most unique grocery store in St. Louis? That's easy. Star Specialty Grocer, located on Big Bend, one block north of Highway 40. This Richmond Heights treasure has been a part of the St. Louis community since 1979. Stars offers a wine selection second to none, with selections across price points, a unique selection of liquor, varieties of cheeses from around the world, fresh wild seafood flown in daily, and prime beef raised by local farmers. The employees pride themselves on product knowledge and customer service. They're open if you want to stop by or call them to place an order at 314-781-2345. That's 314-781-2345. You can browse beforehand, check out the staff's picks, and then put in your order online at starrs1.com. Remember, for the best in beef, seafood, liquor, and wine, visit Star Specialty Grocer on Big Bend. And be sure to tell them 590 sent you.
Matt Borchardt here from South City Staple Edibles and Essentials to tell you that our doors are open for all carryout and online orders in accordance with all CDC guidelines. You can check out our full menu and order now at ediblesandessentials.com. We have our staples like French fries, fried ribs, and banh mi tacos, as well as many items from our deli. Buttonwood Farm eggs, pork chops, bacon, and more are all available by the pound, so your kitchen stays stocked during these tough times. Thank you for supporting local.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave, because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
We made it. Memorial Day is right around the corner. How are you going to spend it? Outside or at the appliance discounters? Our appliance discounters family knows that it's so important to thank our military women and men for their dedication and sacrifice, and we are celebrating this Memorial Day with extra savings on GE appliances as well as all other brands, along with huge cash rebates on select kitchen packages. Whether you prefer to shop online or in the showroom, we are there to assist you. Shop now till Memorial Day. Have a fun, safe summer, and God bless the USA.
This is Diana with Neustetter's Fine Jewelry. This year we're celebrating 50 years in business. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your lives for over half a century. It's because of you that our small family business thrives in St. Louis. From our family to yours, thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Favorite hour of the day, kicked off by Kate Smith. That's right, it's Playhouse time.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join us, partner.
laughter's in here.
There's no fun left on
FM.
And we're full of chips, and we think you'll get lots of
two cans of ravioli.
Man, does that sound good? I love beef ravioli. Or cheese ravioli in meat sauce.
That's right, Rat Boy, in meat sauce, you bet.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the June 2nd edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by the place where I've gone to the dentist for 47 years, Ballas Dental Care. Back open, ready for you, and now it no longer has to be a dental emergency for you to go to Ballas Dental Care. Couple of little changes. They were wearing masks and gloves before anyway, so no big deal for them. We'll talk about the place where you never again will have to be afraid to go to the dentist. But first,
hey!
At the control board, 19 years a resident of Great Britain, 10 of those a resident of Birmingham, England. The only one on the show with that accent, Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
He did not decide to go out of town today, northbound, southbound, westbound, or... Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Behind the triple-thick, bullet-proof, coronavirus-proof, protester-proof glass is Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union. They are the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, yes, with over... And if you're from St. Louis, over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois. The lobbies are open in Missouri and Illinois, along with all of the Walmart locations. You can check out their great rates on home loans, car loans, and get information on the CARE Act loans for your business. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. And to find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Our next participant used to have a 20-minute introduction. Now it goes something like this. Here's a guy who had a whole bunch of other jobs at one time, but now he's our newsman and something else. What is it? Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Oh, he's a private investigator. And before I say, Tim, say hi to your sponsor, I just want to say that this morning I was in... Imperial, I had to go to Imperial, Missouri, so I'm at Jeffco Boulevard, and I passed a roller skating rink.
Mm-hmm.
And there were cars in the parking lot.
Oh,
I thought,
cool.
I didn't even realize there were any roller rinks still around, so if this falls apart, this gig, you maybe you'd go back to being a roller rink DJ.
I
still got it. One of his former jobs, Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. Hello, and thank you to the law office of Scott Sherman. Scott appears on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon every Thursday in the 4 o'clock hour to offer you free legal advice. And he co-hosts The Yard Sale with Dan Strauss every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. here on 590 The Fan. And if you or a loved one have been diagnosed with COVID-19 and you or they have been forced to miss work as a result, you may be eligible for workman's compensation. Please contact Scott Sherman at lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. That's lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. And Dan,
yes,
on Facebook this afternoon during the show, I found a T-shirt that I think I am going to buy you.
Oh.
What size T-shirt you wear?
Extra large.
Okay. And it says on the shirt, all I'm saying, I've never seen my ex-wife and Satan in the same room.
We do this every day. See, every day, Tim does that, and then you usually...
Right.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Zoned out there, I thought. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And for the first time ever, Rat Boy... He's made it known to me that he's frustrated, and he thinks he wants his own show, and he now he wants to do more than, you know, the little bit that he does here, and he wanted to come up with a radio name. And you guys, I think I don't know that everybody knows who Rick Dees was. Rick Dees was a big deal L.A. jock, and he had a syndicated show. And Rad Boy's got his ring. It's Rick. What is it, Rick? What?
Dees.
Rick Cheese. That's what he wants his name. I like it. It fits you. I like it. Go with it. Give it up, please, for Bruce Lipris and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. I have a grandson who'll be 7 next month, and he's lost like 4 teeth.
7?
And I saw you smoking you letting him smoke a cigar on Facebook.
You bet.
That was holy awesome. You bet, that was funny. He took a puff and inhaled and exhaled.
He did. You bet he did.
Nice.
And when kids have loose teeth, it's hilarious. I'm the master at pulling teeth. I pull the loose teeth of all my kids. I have a way to do it with dental floss, and when the tooth comes out, they actually laugh. At
dental
the way
floss?
Yes. I take a piece of dental floss, tied around the tooth, and before they even know what's going on, that tooth is out. And he has, I think he's lost like 4 or 5, so he's like a little snaggletooth kid now. I don't know when kids start going. Is he open to the dentist yet?
No, not yet.
He didn't have any teeth. Does he have teeth?
He's got 2 little baby teeth on his top jaw, and he's got 1 coming through on the top of his jaw.
I'm trying to remember. I think like 2.
Around 2 or something, yeah.
They go probably go to the dentist.
What's the going rate for the tooth fairy these days?
Well, that's a good question.
It's gone up to like $1 at least.
Whoa.
I think he gets $5. I think it's $5. I think.
Yeah, my kid's getting a quarter. He's going
to
like it.
I used to get 50 cents. Yeah.
Well, you're going back. That's,
I'm just saying.
Times change, inflation, whatever.
You got a quarter or got a dime.
So I don't care if you have little bitty kids and they need a first dental visit or if you're 80 years old. I have your dental clinic for little kids and old people and everybody in between. And it's Ballast Dental Care. They love kids. They love old people. They love 40-year-olds. And they know how to make everybody comfortable. Kids aren't afraid to go back. Adults aren't afraid. Adults that have been afraid for 40 years to go to the dentist finally end up in a place where, thank goodness that's over. That dread, anxiety, and I do get it. I know that there are people, many people, who've been in a chair at a dentist's office, and for whatever happened, it was not pleasant, and that's it. I don't want to go back. I worked with a guy in the radio business who had not been to the dentist in 30 years. And he would not smile without his hand in front of his mouth. He would if he was going to laugh, he would cover his mouth because he was so embarrassed about his teeth. And he finally went to the dentist. And by the time he went, he had a massive amount of work that had to be done. It doesn't take care of itself. The longer you wait, the more work there'll be. So let's just get on it, okay? Make an appointment. Get it done. Is Larry the Cable Getter done, would say. Make your appointment at Ballast Dental Care. Whether your teeth are in great shape or horrible shape or it's been 20 years or 20 months, they've seen it all. They've seen worse than whatever it is you're ashamed of. They're not going to preach to you or shame you. They're just going to get your gums and your teeth where they should be. Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. BallastDentalCare.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita.
In the house, as they say, is Bill Clubland. And every day, he's brought to you by Window World. Never forget that. Thank Window World for not only Bill, but Josh Bauman and Dan Buffin, Dr. Doug, and all, you get the idea. You can find out all about them at windowworld@stlouis.com. Would you please welcome once again Bill Clubland? Okay, what never gets old? An enthusiastic, loyal following. Never gets old.
Yeah, it always makes me feel better when
how
I come
are you
in
doing
here
today?
I'm well. Thank you very much for asking. A lot of times when I do this segment to kind of spark some ideas if I don't really have anything to talk about or haven't traveled anywhere, which I haven't for quite a while because of all this stuff going on, I will usually look up and see, like, what happened on this date in history. Sometimes that kind of goes, oh, yeah, it makes me think of something. But today I found one I thought was kind of interesting. So in 1886, Grover Cleveland was a president, right? Grover Cleveland?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was a big guy, right? Was he a big kind of
You're thinking of Taft, I think. So in 1886, on this day, Grover Cleveland got married in the White House. Grover Cleveland was a 49-year-old man. He married Frances Folsom. She was 21.
Nice.
Whoa.
Yeah, Grover.
Yeah. That's a name you don't hear. You could have named Theo Grover. Grover Phillips.
No.
Only on Sesame Street will you find a Grover.
Way to go, Grove.
Yeah, so it made me just think about the White House a little bit. I know we've talked about touring the White House. So we're not going to do that, but I wanted to mention a couple of things. First of all, because of all of the rioters and stuff going on, rioters up in Washington, D.C.
By the way, real quick, Grover, yes. Cleveland, any connection at all to the Ohio town, Grover, Ohio? Is there at all a connection there? They're named after him or anything?
Oh, my goodness.
What'd you say, Frank?
Nothing.
Wait, you use that line. There's no relation. So because of these folks who are riding in front of the White House, they've installed another fence around the perimeter of the White House. And so you used to be able, so let's talk about before 9/11, you used to be able to get really pretty darn close to the White House.
Couldn't you drive in front of it? I remember seeing a movie, Dave, where there's people driving in front of the White House.
Yeah, so they closed down Pennsylvania Avenue right in there. So now you can't, because of 9/11, you couldn't drive. Right. Then they put up the fence. So this new fence now even puts the White House farther back. So it really sucks, because if you're going to go visit Washington, D.C., that's like, I think, probably the coolest thing for people to do. You go and you get to see the White. Now it is even farther back because of all these.
The first night of protests, when they tore apart that bicycle rack type fence, right, that they had, I wish that thing had been electrified. I'm not kidding. And just zap those people and electrocuted them. Would stop it.
It is interesting because, I mean, there's sharpshooters on the roof. You know, they've got, rocket launchers up there and all kinds of stuff. And just, that's ballsy to be messing with them. So, but I thought what I would mention, though, I found just a few. I know you're not big into ghosts, or maybe you don't believe.
I want to see one. I do. Love to see a ghost.
Yeah, and so the White House, a lot of people do believe that the White House is haunted, which, is understandable considering who's been in there and the age of the building itself. But just a few interesting things related to that. So, a lot of people believe the White House is haunted, and this comes from staff and other leaders who have been in or lived in the White House. So Andrew Jackson is one of the people that people see. There are sightings of Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson, apparently, because every person who has seen him, they all say the same thing. He reportedly laughs and swears at people.
Really? Andrew
Jackson. Okay.
If you believe, everybody says the same thing.
That's what they say about Andrew Jackson. Very, very good. Thomas Jefferson. People who see Thomas Jefferson, they say they see him playing the violin.
Hmm. Well, that's easy to say that. Oh, I saw. I don't believe it.
And Dolly Madison.
Yeah.
She protects the Rose Garden. Mm. They've seen her ghost protecting the Rose Garden. So you're not buying it.
Somebody's doing a lot of drugs at that White House.
Yeah, well, she's eating those to Swinkies.
What, Dan?
Nothing.
Getting good at that.
Does anybody on this show believe in ghosts?
Well,
I hope they exist.
I don't, but I do realize there are people who absolutely swear they've seen them, so it's not for me to question them, but personally, until I see one, no, I don't.
Do you?
No.
No, I don't.
Do you? This is kind of the same thing. Do you believe in angels?
Oh.
I don't. No.
I do.
I don't think I do either. Mm-hmm.
Okay. In what form?
Like a guardian angel?
When you say you believe in angels, what form do they
just
take?
Just
we talking like angels in the outfield type thing?
No, just somebody who might be looking out for you at just the right time that's not of this earth.
Mm, I don't.
Nope.
Sorry.
Like an alien?
I had a near-death experience once, and that made me think.
Are you? Yeah, no, hold on. But you're not kidding.
No, not kidding at all.
All right, let's take a second. Tell us, what was the near-death experience? That's not something you can just say and then move on. What was the near-death experience?
Well, I was going in for a job interview at another radio station when I was 20, and it was in the middle of winter. It was January. I was driving down Highway 40. The black ice was everywhere. And I was driving, like I said, on the highway in the left-hand lane there, getting ready to pull off towards Market Street, that Market Street exit that's off the right side of the highway.
Yeah, right.
And I hit a patch, and it was foggy, I should mention that, too. I hit a patch of ice. My car started spinning. It spun around at least four times. And I was facing in oncoming traffic. And I slammed into the median on the highway. And I thought I was dead because you couldn't see anything. I just assumed a semi truck or something was going to come slam and hit me and just kill me. And after a few seconds, you realize, oh, holy crap, I'm still alive. I guess I should get out of here if I can. And I did. I was able to move my car and I got to the radio station and I got in the parking lot. There was not a single scratch on my car or anything.
And really?
Yes.
And must have hit snow or something on the.
I didn't hit snow.
The
I slammed right into the
median.
To the
median. That's
the
what
brick,
I mean.
The concrete.
Yeah, the concrete.
Yeah.
And there was no scratch.
Mm-mm, not a single scratch.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe
now,
not.
Is it possible that you, because you're spinning and your mind, you thought you slammed into something that you didn't really slam into? Is it?
No, I hit it pretty hard. Yeah. I'm not saying I saw an angel as this was happening. I just was, just the whole experience made me think that maybe
I know what it was. That was the complete auto body angel. That it fixed your car immediately.
Okay, right then.
And I did the collision repair, and it was, you were able to go on to work.
Yeah. Well done.
That's called the complete angel from complete auto body.
Yeah, the only reason I asked is because if you were to believe in angels, you would probably believe in ghosts also. But when you think they're kind of the same sort of
I'm
thing?
I'm not going to say there's no such thing. I'm just saying I personally, no, until I see it.
That's fine. The last one that I'll mention is Winston Churchill, and you probably have heard this before. So 1940, Winston Churchill is staying at the White House, and he said that he was surprised by Abraham Lincoln's ghost right after he stepped out of the bathtub. He stepped out of the bathtub, and the ghost of Abraham Lincoln said, "Good evening, Mr. President."
Good evening, Mr.
To Winston Churchill. And Churchill reportedly said to Lincoln, "You seem to have me at a disadvantage."
Now, why would Lincoln say, "Good evening, Mr. President"? Churchill wasn't prime minister. Why would he say, good
evening? He was dead. He probably didn't know who he was. He probably just thought, might be the president. He's in the president's bathtub.
Okay. Thanks, Limey.
I got you.
I thought you were going to say Churchill stepped out of the shower and Lincoln said, "Hey, how about an HJ or something?"
Oh, my God. He swung that way. So, I mean, it explains why he was watching Winston Churchill in the bath.
Lincoln or Churchill swung?
Lincoln, apparently.
I have never heard that.
No,
you've never heard that?
Either.
The rumors? No. Oh, yeah, Google it. Apparently, he used to sleep in bed with one of his security people. Like, I guess whatever the Secret Service was back in the day. He used to sleep in bed with one of them. Oh, yeah.
I've never
Did they have Secret Service back then? Or
well, I know the Marines at one point used to look after
No, they had
the
them, but it was
president.
Such a secret, we don't even know that they had them. That was really what it was.
He's basically whoever, like his bodyguards back in the day, apparently he used to sleep in bed with one of them.
Did anybody else besides me ever think about that? And it's called the Secret Service. It's not a secret.
Right.
No. If it were really Secret Service, we would even know they exist.
And did they start the Secret Service after Lincoln was assassinated, or was that JFK?
I thought it was after.
No, they had Secret Service already with JFK.
After Lincoln.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah. All right, there you go. I'm Bill Cleveland, on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World. More at windowworldst.louis.com. Dan told me something during the news break, and I'm going to have him share it with you. Folks, this is such a great idea for these protesters, and it's the way they deal with them in China. This makes so much sense. Why don't we do it? Go ahead, Dan.
Oh, in Hong Kong, we were reading today that Hong Kong has, like, for looters or rioters or somebody like that that's doing something like that, they have some sort of special paint that they put into a hose or the water, and they spray these people when they're coming out, and they can't wash the paint off.
This is absolutely perfect. Yeah. Now, just think about this. You go into 7-Eleven or Nordstrom or whatever, and you're coming out, and they wait for the looters to come out with goods and douse them with paint, and it's going to stick for a couple of days. They're easy to round up.
Yeah.
They've been dyed like the bank dye packets that shoot the red dye all over the money and all over the thing. I think it's just a great idea.
Yeah.
Why can't we do that? There's how you catch those thugs. Paying them.
Yeah, no kidding.
Why don't we do that? I thought that was a great idea. Now, Dan has also put something on our Facebook page. You have to see this. It is, you know what a Rube Goldberg machine is? It's a, we've all seen things where a ball rolls down and it knocks over a domino, and the domino knocks over something else, and then it causes something else to roll, and then it swings and it hits something. This guy has created this incredible, and it's just everyday stuff, a piece of wood, a bowling ball. You got to see it. How long does it, this thing just go before it ends? Like 3 minutes or something?
No, probably a minute and a half to 2 minutes or something like that, but it just keeps going. It's like,
I think everybody has knocked down the dominoes where you line them up and they make out a letter S or something. Well, it's like that, but it's all just different things that this guy gathered up, a ball and a...
What was the game where you had to construct the thing?
Mousetrap.
Yeah. It's like the game, because I watched it, and it's like you're ranking the game.
That's exactly what it's like.
Well, watch it, because all I could think about was when it's over, he's got to set all that stuff back up.
Oh, man.
And you've just shown it, and then somebody walks in and goes, hey, what do you got there? I got to set it all back up again. It would take a day to set this stuff up.
And he
up.
Starts it by shooting a basket.
Yeah.
Shooting a basketball.
That's right.
And I saw that video, yeah.
So facebook.com/AM in the PM if you want to see it. All right. I heard an expression today. I've heard it my whole life. Help me figure out why this is an expression. They were dropping like flies. Have we ever seen flies just...
Probably has something to do with like mayflies, because they die pretty quickly.
But
if you think about it.
But do we ever... Have you ever seen flies just dropping out of the air? Dropping like flies.
No.
I've never seen flies dropping.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, just bothered me. Didn't really bother me. Here's another one. I heard this in the newscast. Trials and tribulations. Everybody ever use the word tribulation without trials? Well, there was a lot of tribulations. No, it has to be trials and tribulations.
What does tribulations mean?
I don't know, because I've never heard it used by itself.
A tribulation.
Well, he's going through some tribulations.
No. Sorry.
Oh, I mean, come on.
That was a twofer. I apologize.
Merriam-Webster says tribulations is a cause of great trouble or suffering.
Hmm. Okay. Nobody ever uses it without trials. Just an observation.
Dropping like flies' origin was because flies have a very short lifespan. When people die very quickly and suddenly, it's like they're dropping like flies.
Mm. All right.
That's what that's
now you know. Thanks, Makia.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
So I'm going to name one business that I drove by, not just today, I drive by it every day, and I stare at it, and I think, this place, every day and night, has been completely covered up with people, in the parking lot full. And
PTs?
Now it's, no.
Schnucks?
No.
PTs.
Top Golf. You can't get near it, you can't get in it, and now it's just...
I noticed that too.
Ghost town.
Yeah, it's just, it's weird.
Are they open?
No. Because there's a place where everybody's kind of close together. I think it's because of the social distancing issue that they're not open. I saw a wreck today 50 feet in front of me. I was right in front of my car in Eureka, 44 and 109, and I heard it before I saw it. I heard this tremendous crash, and when I looked up, right in front of me, two cars, I've never seen so many airbags. Each car, like four airbags went off. Newer cars now, newer, like last 10 years, they got like 8 or 10 airbags in them. The side, the front, the back. Man, these airbags went off. I don't know what happened, because I just looked over a little to my left when I heard the crash. So to you folks, if you're AM and the PM, whoever you are, I hope you're okay. I couldn't tell, because the airbags filled the car. You couldn't see in there to see if anybody, you know, hit the windshield or whatever. So if you had that wreck, we don't need to lose any AM and the PM people. All right, we have a yard sale on Saturday morning. So the purpose of the yard sale is people who have things they don't need anymore, they sell them and pick up some money. I have a list of some things. You may want to check the basement, because some of these things are worth a lot of money. Let's start with a Nintendo cartridge from the 80s There's a guy who just sold a copy of the original Nintendo Mega Man video game. Now, it was pristine, obviously. $75,000.
What? Why have some? I have some of those original cartridges.
Well, it gets better.
They go in good condition?
A rare Super Mario Brothers game was bought by a guy recently for $100,000.
Holy moly.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
No.
Old school nerds that have all of a sudden become rich because they did well in school, now spending their money. They're old school nerds. I mean, that makes sense.
The Atari 2600 video game system was launched in 1977. Wow, it's hard to even believe it was out in 1970. We had that back then. It was a huge hit. And they sold millions of units. And this article says you probably even had one when you were growing up. The console itself isn't that rare because they sold so many. Unless you have one that is factory sealed, never opened, still in the original pack, that's worth some money. But there are certain copies of games for that Atari 2600 system that are worth a lot of money. The rarest game is called Red Sea Crossing. Just the game is valued now in pristine condition at $10,000. And this just goes on and on. I'm trying to find.
Had Pong and stuff in that.
That wasn't a system. It was just Pong. It plugged into your TV, I think. I don't know that was part of the system.
Oh, because you could shoot. There was another one where the cowboy or something like that, and then they would spin around. You'd shoot them. And
Atari made Pong.
Atari. Okay.
Now get this. iPod. iPod's been out a while. You can find iPod classics for sale online for a few $100, the original ones. But those are the regular used ones. If you have a special edition model in your collection, you can have a lot of money. A U2 edition of the 30-gigabyte iPod just sold for $90,000. Now, I don't know what that means. The original iPods were just music. Only music, and they were big. And then, remember, they got real small, little teeny tiny little miniature iPod.
Who in the heck are buying these things?
Collectors.
Wow.
Look at this. Listen to this. There's only one known pressing of My Happiness by Elvis Presley. Jack White bought it a few years ago at an auction for $300,000.
Wow.
The record.
What's a pressing?
A pressing is just a record. And sometimes they're just called a pressing. It's usually the master pressing that the others are made from.
Oh.
It's a record, but you don't want to play it because you don't want to dare take a chance of scratching it or damaging it or something. Oh, man. I asked my daughter about this. She said, no way. She might have said, no way, Jose. With this COVID thing, there's an article that says a lot of pregnant women are planning on giving birth at home. I don't see how in any way that's a good idea. And for people say, well, 100 years ago, that was 100 years ago. It's because they didn't have access to.
Don't need to do it now. I had a friend that wanted to do that whole holistic birth, it naturally and all that. She was in labor for 44 hours.
Oh.
And then eventually this medulla or wherever she was had to take her to the hospital so that they could deliver the baby properly. Like, what are you doing having a baby at home? It's not good for you. It's not good for the baby. Like, we've made advancements.
What if there's a problem? What if there's breech birth, whatever. You're at home. Too bad. No, I don't think this in any way is a good idea.
Medical science has spent the last couple hundred years making it easier for a woman to give birth. Like, we have doctors that spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to learn this stuff. And you want to give birth in a paddling pool in your living room? Get out of here, man.
I'm sorry, I don't have kids, but the people in this room or in this studio that do have children, if they had them naturally, isn't there some post-labor stitching involved on most births?
It depends.
Depends.
No,
not
always.
It depends if they get snipped to extend it.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was standard.
No, not standard, but that's just another example. What if you did need that?
Right.
Are you going to stitch it yourself? No.
What percent of births where the woman intends to have it naturally, the doctor says, we got a problem here. We got breach. We got this. We're going to have to go C-section. I mean,
how often does that happen?
Yeah,
I don't know the percentage, but I don't need to know. Just the chance of that. We're not doing this at all. Dan and I worked with a guy, And this guy was a naturalist, and he grew his own food.
Oh,
and
yeah.
His girlfriend got pregnant, and they had the baby at home underwater in the tub. Oh. The baby came out underwater. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you know about this.
Yeah, yeah, water, because babies, they're already
in
the first like minute or so, they don't have to breathe air because they're in fluid. So
right. Mm-hmm.
If they're still connected by the umbilical cord, they're still getting oxygen. So they only really take their first breath is when the baby, like, you know, the doctor smacks them. They get shocked and they breathe in through their lungs.
Well, this guy claimed that the kid would grow up calmer or something. What?
No.
He wouldn't be as nervous or stressed. Oh, no. What are you talking about?
He came out and said, I'm drowning.
Nah,
think about it. That kid has just been traumatized. Like, it's just been shoved out of a tiny little opening, right, that's just been stretched to God knows what kind of proportions. I mean, this kid's going to be traumatized. Him just falling into a pool of water is not going to
be first of all,
anything at all.
He thinks he's getting out of liquid. Oh, thank goodness. And then more liquid. Oh,
right.
No.
You know?
It's like the bait and switch.
So my recommendation, not at home and not underwater.
Go to a hospital.
Just my two cents. Ladies, would you get in here, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
I'm from the South, so I can do this joke, and I'm very familiar with Southern women. And these are four Southern women talking about their sons. Each woman has only one child, a son, and they're all real proud of their boys. And the first woman, she says, you know, my son is a very, very successful doctor. He's single. I'm sure the women are all over him because he is a doctor. And he's just living the good single life, and I'm so proud of him. He's so generous. You know, he makes a lot of money, but he's generous. I know for a fact he bought his best friend a new condominium, a beautiful condominium. And the second woman says, well, that's nice. My son is also generous. He's an attorney. He does real well. He's single. You imagine the girls, a good-looking, rich attorney, but I will say, like you said, my son too is very generous. He just bought his best friend a brand new Mercedes Benz. And the third woman said, "Well, that's wonderful. Aren't we lucky? My son is a hedge fund manager. He's worth millions. He's a multimillionaire, single, free." Rich, can you imagine? And generous, as you all said, your sons. Well, he just bought his best friend a Rolex watch, brand new one. And the fourth woman hasn't said anything. And one of the others said, don't you have a son? She said, I do. My son is gay. And I don't know. I don't even know what he does for a living. But he must do real well because he has new condominium, new Mercedes, new Rolex.
Get a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Unbound.org. Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice, continue their dream of education or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future. See how far your support can go at Unbound.org. Already had a couple of accidents on eastbound 270 at 367 earlier today. They're still wrapping one up just past 367 from the right shoulder. Now we have an accident in the backup eastbound 270 west of New Florissant. A stall southbound 270 past 64. We have a person struck, Olivet Tempo, and a solid jam northbound US 61 from south of Flint Hill all the way to an accident south of Crossroads Boulevard. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Matt Borchardt here from South City Staple Edibles and Essentials to tell you that our doors are open for all carryout and online orders in accordance with all CDC guidelines. You can check out our full menu and order now at ediblesandessentials.com. We have our staples like French fries, fried ribs, and banh mi tacos, as well as many items from our deli. Buttonwood Farm eggs, pork chops, bacon, and more are all available by the pound so your kitchen stays stocked during these tough times. Thank you for supporting local.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day.
One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
We made it. Memorial Day is right around the corner. How are you going to spend it? Outside or at the appliance discounters? Our appliance discounters family knows that it's so important to thank our military women and men for their dedication and sacrifice, and we are celebrating this Memorial Day with extra savings on GE appliances as well as all other brands, along with huge cash rebates on select kitchen packages. Whether you prefer to shop online or in the showroom, we are there to assist you. Shop now till Memorial Day. Have a fun, safe summer, and God bless the USA.
This is Diana with Neustetter's Fine Jewelry. This year we're celebrating 50 years in business. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your lives for over half a century. It's because of you that our small family business thrives in St. Louis. From our family to yours, thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Time to go to Dallas, Texas. Check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Next door to each other, both closed only on Mondays. East of most all of that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards, a great idea. There's no way that anybody wouldn't love getting a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. Go to lunch or dinner. Please go next door to the Smokehouse. You'll be so glad you did. From Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans.
Good one.
Sounded like it.
I just remembered that I played golf today with a friend of mine, and the starter was a lady who was from St. Louis. She even had a St. Louis Cardinal ball marker on her hat. And Annie Gunn's her favorite restaurant. She only goes back about every 2 years to visit relatives, but they always go to Annie Gunn's.
You know what you should have said? Is that a ball marker on your hat? Why don't you mark my balls with it? That's what you should have said.
Nice. Homie.
What?
You're ruining my broadcast.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
I have some new news on the current rioting going on. I said rioting and looting,
mm-hmm.
Not peaceful protesters, who I truly respect and appreciate. For some completely unknown reason, rioters and looters have burned down much of Fordham University in New York. Some of the Fordham alum, Faith Evans, Alan Alda, Denzel Washington, Susan Lucci, and Vin Scully have all said that they will donate money to rebuild their university. Gangs of looters in L.A., Austin, Texas, Denver, Colorado, Detroit, Seattle, San Francisco, looters, rioters in those cities have been going into homeless areas, stealing what they wanted, and then, you're not going to believe this, they gather all these homeless people's clothes and burn them and laugh while they do it, while the homeless beg them not to destroy what they have left.
Man, what is wrong with people?
What the hell,
it's
man?
Unbelievable. These are lawless gangs. And hundreds of people who need medical medicine to stay alive, cancer meds, insulin, and other drugs, can't get them because the drugstores where they get them have been burned out and looted, and they can't get their drugs.
All right, I'm going to say this real quickly. Here's what I do not understand. During this COVID thing, if you didn't follow the guidelines with distancing, they, in some cases, would shut your business down or fine you. Yet they won't have anybody there to save your business when these thugs decide to just burn it down or take everything from it. Nobody gets involved there, but boy, they're quick to jump on you if you don't do the COVID thing.
Isn't that amazing?
Incredible.
It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. Interesting, leading peaceful demonstrations 12 hours a day, really working at it, in Los Angeles, Paris Jackson. Just thought I'd share that with you.
She attracted her.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's hot. More great documentaries to tell you about, including The Greatest Team That Almost Never Was. This is a story of the USC football team that in 1970 decided to recruit the best football players at all positions, not just at running backs, no matter what their color. Written and produced and directed by Jamal Truelove. And for the record, Jamal Truelove did 6 years in prison for murder until DNA proved him innocent. Then also it was proven the San Francisco police purposely framed him.
Wow.
Upon his release, the city of San Francisco paid him $13 million for his troubles.
Good.
Jamal also starred and spearheaded the Sundance award-winning film I told you about months ago called Last Black Man in San Francisco. The greatest team that almost never was looks at the total integration of college sports with some very froggy, shameful behavior scattered throughout. Another great miniseries that is currently running on HBO is This Much I Know. Anybody seen it?
No.
Nope.
Incredible, fabulous series starring Mark Ruffalo as Dominic Birdsey. And he also plays Thomas Birdsey, his identical twin brother, who often magically share the screen at the same time. Their love is very strong, but one brother suffers paranoid schizophrenia and is suicidal. Currently running on HBO, 6 episodes, Melissa Leo and Rosie O'Donnell are both really good. They're really good in this series. I'm just trying to tell you.
I say it. I've seen her in some stuff where she really is a good actress. I just can't stand her.
I know. Gaga Goo Goo. Gaga Goo Goo. Her latest album, Chromatica, is fabulous. Best thing she's ever done, however.
And there's always a however in life.
Madonna is contemplating suing Gaga for plagiarism, saying that Gaga's song, Babylon, is stolen from her song called Vogue.
Well, of course she is. Madonna needs attention because she's irrelevant.
Exactly. Yeah. On June 11, Disney Plus will be released in Japan. They expect 30 million instant subscribers. Just like that.
40 seconds.
By the way, Hollywood's best bowler, just in case you were wondering, is Bill Murray. And finally,
Kingpin, another funny movie.
Yo,
and we'll start giving you the 40 seconds since we're not doing pop quiz. We'll just give you 40. And now it's 35. Go ahead.
Really sad to announce that Matthew Perry made another visit to the hospital emergency room. I don't know what the problem is, but it's the second time in a week. Matthew Perry, hopefully he is better. Everybody have a great day. Be safe. Don't go out there and riot and burn anything down.
Oh, that's what we were going to do right after the show.
No, don't do it now, Franco. Come on now. I'm Mike Evans. See ya.
There he goes. Do we have confirmation about that Walmart story? Is that true?
Well, I don't know.
Real quick, in 5 seconds.
38 Schnucks are closing at 7 p.m. Walmarts are closing earlier as well.
Isn't that a sad state of affairs? Yeah. We let these people ruin. More than ever, thank a police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, Ian.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear. All
right, and goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
Covering St. Louis.
I cannot recommend it highly enough.
590 The Fan. More than just sports. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
Trending now.
The NFL still building their plans for the 2020 season. Today that focus on training camps as the league has determined that training camps will be held in team facilities and not at remote sites. Right now the league is targeting late July for the opening of those camps. Now with COVID-19 undoubtedly affecting the NFL's revenue for 2020, the league and players union trying to reach an agreement to determine the fallout could include a fall in the 2021 salary cap. The NBA still plugging towards a 22-team restart of the season at Disney World. Now we learn the association has told clubs that the last possible date for a Game 7 would be October 12th, right in the heart of football season. Play is expected to resume July 31st. Clippers owner Steve Ballmer told Yahoo Finance he does not see any open venues in the foreseeable future. I'm Ralph.